Freunde, ich habe gute Neuigkeiten für alle, die langsam wieder Bock auf Vereinsfußball haben, und damit meine ich ausdrücklich nicht sowas wie die Club-WM. Ihr wisst ja, die dritte Liga geht bald wieder los, genauer gesagt am 1. August, und das Auftaktspiel zwischen Essen und 1860, das könnt ihr euch sogar kostenlos anschauen, und zwar bei Magenta Sport. Da laufen ja sowieso alle 380 Spiele der dritten Liga live und in bester HD-Qualität, und es gibt auch an jedem Spieltag eine Konferenz, und falls ihr noch kein Abo haben solltet, ist das Auftaktspiel da nach der langen Sommerpause vielleicht mal eine gute Chance, einfach mal for free reinzuschauen. Ansonsten hat Magenta Sport, by the way, auch noch einiges an Eishockey und Basketball zu bieten, und das ab monatlich 9,95 im Jahresabo. Also ich würde sagen, das ist durchaus fair. Schaut doch gerne mal vorbei, der Link ist in den Shownotes.
Hello and a very warm welcome to episode number 52 of Fizzball Inside, the podcast magazine of the International Fizzball Association, recorded today on Monday, July the 14th. For those of you who have been following us for a while, you'll know that this podcast was originally produced by IFA Secretary General Chris Oberliner and myself until the end of 2022. After a brief break, we are back and will continue producing episodes until the end of August 2025. We usually publish on Mondays, our so-called Fizzball Monday, and we are also sharing extra episodes during the World Games in Chengdu. The final episode, number 60, will be released on the end of August. Yes, my last episode. Why then? Because after 10 years in the leadership of the International Fizzball Association, I will retire on that day. Starting 1st of September, we will welcome a new IFA president, Gustavo Engler from Brazil. The World Games 2025 in Chengdu, held in mid-August, mark a perfect transition point after what has been a truly intensive, rewarding period for me. I've had the honor of serving as IFA president since August 2019, becoming the first German to hold this office. Prior to that, I served as Secretary General from 2015 to 2019 and led the Future Development Working Group. From April 2022 to the end of 2023, I also served as President of the German Fizzball League and the Chairman of the Board of Faustball Deutschland. And now it's time to pass the torch. Let me introduce our future IFA President, Gustavo Engler. He knows Fizzball inside and outside, starting as a player, then progressing as a coach, referee and official on various international committees. His Fizzball journey began back in 1982, after a successful stint as a volleyball player at Sergipe. He coached all youth teams and later led the club's first team for 11 years. In 1999, he became head of Brazil's men's national team, guiding them to two world championship titles and a World Games victory, and even a world championship title with the women's national team. His club team have won 7 World Cups, and he is the only coach in Fizzball history to win major titles in all categories: World Championships, World Games and World Cups, for both men and women. Academically, Gustavo studied sports science at the Federal University of Rio Grande do Sul and specialized at the German Sports University in Cologne. For over 20 years, he led a non-profit tennis foundation that impacted more than 2,000 children and young people. On the international stage, he has held numerous leadership positions within IFA, as chairman of the Sports Commission, director of Olympic Education, and head of the International Referees Commission. He also serves as the president of the Pan American Fizzball Association, PAFA, and plays a key role in the global Olympic education initiatives. His contributions have been recognized by the Pierre de Coubertin 150th anniversary medal. But enough about the future, let's look back what happened this weekend and what's ahead this week. Let's start with the German Championships playoffs. Last weekend, the final 4 semifinalists of the German Championships in Dresden were decided. The second and the third place teams from the men's and women's league competed at TV rental sports facilities. While the favorites prevailed, as expected, there were also a few surprises. And here are the semi-final matchups. In the women's category, we have TSV Calf versus Alhorner SV and TV Jan Schneverdingen versus TV Segnitz. And in the men's semifinals, we have TV Funkstadt versus Leichlinger TV and TSV Hagen versus TV Feingen-Enz. What are this week's Fizzball highlights? We are heading into a summer packed with Fizzball action, and much of it is right around the corner. Austria will once again become the center of international Fizzball with two top-tier events in Upper Austria. July the 18th to the 20th, the Under 18 and Under 21 European Championships in Freistadt will feature the best junior national teams in Europe. And after that, just 1 week later, July the 24th to the 27th, the World Tour Finals in Vöcklabruck will bring together the world's top club co-teams for one of the most prestigious tournaments of the year. Our future president, Gustav Engler, will arrive in Germany next Sunday on his birthday, and I will pick him up at the Munich airport. Together with Secretary Chris, we will head straight to Freistadt. Before that, I will attend the opening ceremony of the FISO World University Games in Duisburg, Germany. These World University Games, hosted by Bochum, Duisburg, Essen, Mühlstadt an der Ruhr, Hagen and Berlin, run from the 16th to the 27th July. Over 8,500 student athletes and officials from more than 150 countries will compete in 18 sports, making one of the biggest multi-sports events of the year. As always, events like these are a great platform to network, promote and advocate for Fizzball. So, of course, I will be there representing our sport. And just tonight, Gastau, acting as the sports director of the Fizzball event at the World Games Chengdu 2025, will host an online briefing for all team officials. He'll go over the last details regarding setup, logistics of this big event in China. We will cover all that and more in our next episode, coming your way on Monday, July the 21st. Until then, take care, enjoy the summer of Fizzball, and don't forget, together we are Fizzball.
Freunde, ich habe gute Neuigkeiten für alle, die langsam wieder Bock auf Vereinsfußball haben, und damit meine ich ausdrücklich nicht sowas wie die Club-WM. Ihr wisst ja, die dritte Liga geht bald wieder los, genauer gesagt am 1. August, und das Auftaktspiel zwischen Essen und 1860, das könnt ihr euch sogar kostenlos anschauen, und zwar bei Magenta Sport. Da laufen ja sowieso alle 380 Spiele der dritten Liga live und in bester HD-Qualität, und es gibt auch an jedem Spieltag eine Konferenz, und falls ihr noch kein Abo haben solltet, ist das Auftaktspiel da nach der langen Sommerpause vielleicht mal eine gute Chance, einfach mal for free reinzuschauen. Ansonsten hat Magenta Sport, by the way, auch noch einiges an Eishockey und Basketball zu bieten, und das ab monatlich 9,95 im Jahresabo. Also ich würde sagen, das ist durchaus fair. Schaut doch gerne mal vorbei, der Link ist in den Shownotes.